Yeah, I think the worst I've ever seen was we were on vacation. We were driving somewhere, and we were at like Hardee's or something in one of the Carolinas. And my ex-wife got a burger, and it wasn't right. So she brought, sent it back to get it corrected. And the burger she got then had one of those black hairnets in it.
Nice. The whole
Yeah,
hairnet?
the whole hairnet.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both mics.
Hey everybody, welcome to Both Mics.
Hey guys, Both Mics is a show about nothing and everything. Over there is Mike Sofka.
And that is Mike Taylor, and together we are Both Mics.
Yes, we are. Welcome to show number 170 of Both Mics Files. You can find us anywhere. Podcast can be heard. You name it, we're there. Newest one is what, Rumble.com?
Rumble.
Everything going good with Rumble.com?
Rumble's awesome, dude. Rumble's the future.
All right. Well, folks, get over to Rumble.com. I guess it's what a non-censoring YouTube type of thing.
Correct.
All right. Well, give it a shot. Rumble.com, folks. So, episode 170. What's happening?
Yeah, when we left 169, I teased some stuff. Let me see what I did here. Let me pull up
Stuff.
my notes. Ah, yeah, McDonald's is going to be nice. Did you get that at McDonald's?
Yes, look at that.
There
Is
you
that
go.
the princess from Mario?
I don't know. I
My
couldn't tell you.
kids, what do they call it?
McDonald's might be pulling out of some key states, including California.
Well, I can't blame them. How do you get anything done in California?
Good.
Appraisals are coming back very short. Like people are thinking their house is worth $5 million and it's only worth $4 million, which is not good. That's a 20% drop. Everything is coming back lower as far as appraisals in California lately. Not a good sign. But it's California. Why would anybody live in California? I don't get it. I mean, you can live anywhere in the country. You live in California. Okay. So why is McDonald's pulling out? Is it because of the crazy taxes and the
Well,
infrastructure?
a lot of tech exodus is going on from California. Now, I don't know if you saw this, and this is related, but it's not one of the things I earmarked to talk about. But California is trying to implement a tax on residents of California where no matter where you make your money, they get 1.5% of it. You make your money in your business in Hong Kong, they get 1.5% of it.
Well, it's the same in like in New York and New Jersey. It's that way. I know for a fact. I've lived in New Jersey and worked in New York. I've worked in New Jersey and I've lived in New York. I've worked in both states and lived in the opposite state.
So when you
And
worked, you had to pay state tax on to both states, right?
yep.
That's because you worked in that state
Well,
or
no,
lived in the state.
if I lived in New York and worked in New Jersey, I would pay New Jersey state tax and I would pay New York state tax.
What if you owned a company and you had a house in California and you have a California driver's license because that's the thing to do is live in Malibu or whatever.
Right.
Do you think it's fair for them to, if Jeff Bezos lived in California, do you think it's fair for the state of California to get 1.5% of Amazon?
Of his income? If he lived in California?
Not only your income, but if you own a business, they're going to get the business tax too. They're going to get another 1.5%. No matter how they get it, they're getting 1.5% of whatever you make. If you own a company and your company's generating $400 million, guess what? They get 1.5% of $400 million. Do you think there's a lot of rich people in California that own a lot of businesses? Do they do commerce worldwide? Do they not necessarily based out of California, but the CEO lives there because his wife wanted a house in Malibu or whatever?
Well, they screwed up California so bad that
Who screwed up California?
Should we start with Arnold Schwarzenegger, or should we just make a list?
I'm interested.
Yeah, no, it's not you, it's not me, it's not the person who lives in Malibu. It's the damn government.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, the people who are in charge of the checkbook.
The same people like the people in San Francisco that want to write a check because of your skin color? $5 million because your skin color?
Luckily, it's only proposed.
Yeah. Luckily. Have you seen beachfront property in California lately? You can't see it from all the homeless. They get the prime real estate, dude. Shit you not, dude. Look, any view of a public beach in California has homeless tents on it. Right outside, on the sidewalk, right there. It's crazy, dude.
But yeah.
McDonald's might pull out here.
Yeah, because, how do you raise money? You screw the people that are living there. Taxpayers. Whether they're business taxpayers or residents.
Here's the problem, okay? And this is according to McDonald's USA president Joe Erlinger. He wrote, quote, "It makes it all but impossible to run small business restaurants. They have a thing called a FAST Act, okay? An unelected council of political insiders, not local business owners and their teams, who make big decisions about crucial elements of running a business, fracturing the economy in the process. They're saying such things as paying the fast food workers an exorbitant minimum wage could cost the eating of McDonald's to increase by 20%. Now, this is on top of the already 8% year over year, which, by the way, it's been another year. So it's actually 16 to 20% over 2 years. 20% ago.
Easily.
Yeah. Easily. So this is on top of that. So he's saying we just can't do it. You know how much they want? You know how much money they want to make through this act that they're trying to pull in California? Starting wage, McDonald's, first kid out of high school, in high school, whatever, flipping burgers, entry level wage. What do you think they want it to be?
Yeah, probably $20.
$22 an hour, dude.
Don't they know what that does? God damn. Yeah, and the of course the business is going to be like, oh, we'll absorb that. No, the business passes it along to the consumer.
The business is imposed. If you got McDonald's talking about leaving your state, you got a problem, dude. You got problems.
Yeah.
Virginia, they mimic. Anytime California puts in a law, they mimic it. And they're trying to do that, but they don't think it's going to get past the legislature there. And one other place, something similar with that, with the cost of doing business. I don't want to leave them out. Hang on. Let me find it. California, Virginia. And there was one other place here.
Who is the governor of California? Do you know?
Yeah, it's the Gavin Newsom, the guy that's trying to be Hollywood. He's trying to be the next president.
Newsom?
Yeah, Gavin Newsom, because he's done so well with California.
No one's done well with California. God, why would anybody volunteer? Volunteer for that job, throw their hat in the ring. What a mess.
To straighten it out and lock people up, that's what needs to happen. The swamp needs to be drained, man. These people need to go.
What's his name? Gary Newsom?
Gavin. Yeah. He's all Hollywood, dude. He's the glamour shots of governor. And he's got big money and big dirty money behind him. George Soros, all those people, all those corrupt people in the deep state, that's who funds him. And then when he ran his state into the toilet, he asked the federal government for money and they bailed him out.
Well, it was in the toilet before he even got there. But he looks like a freaking evangelist, dude. Like a freaking evangelist preacher.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Dude's evil. Dude is the evil incarnate. He's the devil.
Wow.
That's your next born president.
Born next in 1967.
President. They stole 2020. They're going to steal 2024 with Gavin Newsom.
Wow, whatever.
That's your next president, dude. Go ahead and mark the timestamp on this one.
Wow. Lieutenant governor. He's an incumbent governor? An incumbent, yeah.
He's the guy in there now. Mm-hmm.
Perceived by Jerry Brown. Is that the Jerry Brown who was a freaking the governor for like, yeah, he was the governor for like, okay, he was the 34th. So yeah, like in this, yeah, he was governor in the 70s. Wow. What a mess. Well, thank God we're not in California.
So people in Florida.
Dude, he's younger than us.
Are convinced. Yeah, he's a douchebag. People in Florida are convinced that the latest report put out saying Florida ranked with some of the most deadliest beaches in the United States due to shark attacks and hurricanes.
Yeah, as I was going to say, you know, shark attacks and hurricanes will, you know, that's all you think about when you hear about Florida.
Well, this is according to somebody called Travel Lens. They say it looked at a number of surfing fatalities and shark attacks since 2010 and hurricane frequency using data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the Shark Institute to compile the list. New Smyrna. That was the deadliest in the country.
Yep.
And on their scale that they use out of 10 points, somehow it scored an 8.4. Said New Smyrna had more shark attacks, 32, than any other beach, a number that is twice as many as any other U.S. beach.
Yeah, it's been that way for as long as I can remember. You know, and that's pretty abbreviated in comparison to you've lived in Florida a lot more decades than me, bud.
I've seen sharks. I've seen them out there and stuff, but you just got to be smart with what you're doing. I mean, it's going
to
happen.
You can go to the beach anywhere. Don't go to New Smyrna if you're going to go in the water.
Well, here's the thing. There's other beaches in Florida that round out the list here. Other Florida beaches top the rankings, including Cocoa Beach with a danger score of 7.57 out of 10. Ormond Beach with a 7.48 score. Florida was the state most affected by hurricanes, which explains why 7 out of the top 10 most dangerous beaches are found in this state, they explained.
Yeah, makes sense. There's no beaches anywhere else, you know, or in most of the states.
When you go to the beach, you get in the water?
Rarely.
When you do get in the water, do you go out far?
If I go up to my knees, that's far.
Yeah, I used to get in the water, dude. I used to be all cool with it. But lately, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to walk all the way out there. Then I got to walk all the way back. Yeah, no, I'm good right here. You know?
Yeah, well, and the thing is, you get wet, and then it gets sand on you, and the sand sticks to you, and then the sand's in your car, and it's in the, you know, on your towel and everything else. So I avoid, you know, I used to, like in Jersey, I used to go all the way out, you know? Yeah. I'd be out there where you can barely touch the ground without an issue.
I'm looking at video right now, a shark swimming in like 2 feet of water, dude.
Yeah. There was something in the past year where there was a video of a shark swimming in 18 inches of water.
I went surfing with my brother. This is many, many moons ago, many years ago. And I was coming in and he was going out and he's like, come on out. Let's go out here. We'll get some big waves out here. And I'm like, no, I'm good, dude. And he goes, the wave comes in and he starts pedaling and the wave's pretty big and the wall, the wave behind him, I see a big silhouette of a shark turning out. And this shark was huge, dude. This was like a 14 foot shark. It was like going out of the wave he was catching. I'm surprised they didn't collide. That's how big and bad this shark was and where he was. And he's like, come on, you puss. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good, buddy.
Exactly. Here, let me take a picture.
But again, you pointed out maybe when you were younger, when you think it was youth or you think it was location when you were in Jersey that you used to go all the way out?
Probably both, you know, and yeah, probably more youth than location, because you can't see anything in the ocean in New Jersey, you know. So, yeah, I probably never even thought about shark attack. And especially up there. Down here you can see a little better, but you know, I'm not one to get sand all over me and sand all over the towel and sand all over the car, even though the kids do plenty of that. I just, you know, no.
So
in the Caribbean, that's another thing though, you know, you could see crystal clear if anything's coming in the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's the way the Gulf really is in Florida, especially like Panama City and places like that. It's really clear. The Atlantic's a little more murky.
Yeah.
Clearwater. Clearwater. That was the beach we used to go to a lot when I was a kid. Well, yeah, when
Clearwater
I was a
is actually the nicest beach I've been to in Florida. You know, these weird flat beaches like Cocoa and Daytona are, you know, very bizarre. Even Treasure Island, which is south of Clearwater, was
I like that area a lot.
You know, like a flat beach, but Clearwater was like fluffy beach, and it actually had like a hill to it, like I'm used to in New Jersey.
You ever been to Panama City?
I have not been through it or near it along I-10, but
the sand, dude, it's weird. It's like a finer grit. It's like the premium play sand you would buy in the store or whatever. I mean, it's really good stuff. It's not chunky stuff. It's not coarse. It's very fine. It's almost like a powder. It's pretty
cool. The Texas beaches are flat, kind of like Cocoa and Daytona. And if you take like a bucket and you dig, you can see layers of oil in the beach, in the sand. It's black sand because of the oil. And that comes and goes depending on which way the wind is going this particular week. But yeah, a lot of digging in the sand, you get down to black murky stuff. Kind of gross.
Well, there's a concern, especially with the southern border being open like it is, that we're gonna have a foot and mouth problem. Now, I find it quite curious that I've identified the potential to have this problem. But once I listened to this guy, he's like this guy named from South Dakota, okay? Rancher Ted Wilkinson shares concerns of livestock diseases that could come across the southern border. And I thought, this guy's in South Dakota. How is that going to affect him, right? Because that's what we always say. Oh, it doesn't affect me, or I don't care because I don't pay attention to it, whatever.
There's foot and mouth disease in every preschool in the country. What?
Huh? Well, this is the kind that affects livestock, okay? This is FMD, foot and mouth disease. And they're saying that it could be carried on somebody's boot. Let's say somebody steps in cow shit from some animal that has this disease. It could travel on that boot for a while. Then it could contaminate something, and then there'd be a problem. There'd be a spread. They're saying this is a real thing. I'm calling bullshit on this. I think they're throwing it out there and trying to hope that something like this happens. I think it's the Green New Deal people trying to stop us from eating meat. Like they're trying to stop us from using gas by making it so expensive. If you have a shortage, it becomes more expensive. So people look to alternatives.
Yeah.
Well, same thing here. They want us to eat bugs. They don't want us to eat beef. So they figure if they kill all the beef at once, it'll be way expensive to eat beef, to import it, and we'll have to eat bugs and shit like they want us to.
Well, how about if the beef people are pissed because they can't capitalize on the toilet paper and egg thing? So they're going to pull this story out of a box saying that people walking barefoot across the border are bringing hand, foot, and mouth disease to kill our cows. And now all of a sudden we have a cow shortage. And milk is going to go through the roof, and beef is going to go through the roof. That's the way they're going to get their money.
Yeah, you would think that would be true, but there's some lines in the story you told there about there being egg problems. Because I could point to, I'll put it in the video. I'll list all the links at the bottom. So if you're interested in learning the truth, I'll put all the links there, and it'll show you all the fires and all the problems with the fictitious bird flu that came about, and all the innocent chickens and such by the millions that were slaughtered, or the people that lost their livelihoods over this. This is going to happen in the cow industry again too. If you don't understand that we are systematically being taken down and eaten from the inside out like a roadside carcass, you're believing what mainstream media says, you're going to have that same outlook. And I'm quite disappointed, but I'm not surprised, but it is what it is. You don't believe it, don't believe it. In 2001, a foot and mouth disease outbreak in UK resulted in the slaughter of 6 million pigs, cows, and sheep. So this is a big problem. This is a problem. And if you have 100,000 people a month coming across the border, how many coming across illegal? Maybe one of them has this shit on their shoe. I don't know. You're saying they're all barefoot.
Maybe you have this on your shoe. Who says it's illegal people coming across the border? Anybody could have this on their shoe.
who says it's illegal people that brought us COVID? Well, you can't say that because they don't give them a COVID test. But for you to get on a plane and travel internationally, you have to have a COVID test. Leaving the U.S., you have to have a COVID test. Did you know that?
Now?
Still? Oh, yeah, still. Oh, really? Yeah. International flights, you still have to wear a mask. In this country, you can sit on a plane in the United States and you have to wear a mask.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Because you can't get into other countries. You can't get into the United States on a European flight. You can't get into the United States without a vaccination card. If you're here, you don't have to show your card, apparently. You can't lose your job over that anymore.
Let's see, international. Are masks still required on international? Most major airlines around the world have dropped mask mandates for 2023. Some of the biggest airlines that do not require masks, except in limited cases where countries of origin or final destination may be required. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, yeah. Why do you have to wear your mask leaving the U.S. if you're going to that place?
It's probably to make things simple.
Stop, dude. It's all about control. It's always been about control, dude. From day one, it's been about control. It's control, dude.
Really?
It is. Anyway, I'm going to put this video up of this kid. I call it a kid. It looks like a teenager. It's about a minute and a half of video here. I sent you the link, Mike. And this kid, right, first thing he does is he opens the bottle of soy sauce and he licks the top and spits inside the bottle. Then he puts
it. He says it's a kid?
Yeah, but he's obviously being egged on by somebody who's videoing it. It's like if you were sitting across from your child, this small Asian boy looks like a child. He's probably maybe 9 to 12, something like that. And he's being encouraged by somebody who's videoing this sitting right across from him. Then he grabs
another kid. I'm not saying it's right. You know, the kid should get his ass whooped. But yeah, stupid ass kid.
Then he takes a bowl and he licks the bowl and puts it back. Then he takes some saliva and puts it on his finger. And as the sushi's coming by, he starts rubbing it all over all the sushi as it goes by. Do you eat sushi, Mike?
I don't eat raw fish. I eat like the fake sushi, like tempura shrimp or tempura chicken. I'll eat that.
Yeah,
they make a roll like out of it.
I don't know if I could. It just blew my mind. This is why we don't have nice things. This is why you can't have something like that.
Yeah,
you can't have it like this because some ass is going to do something like this. This is crazy.
Yeah, I think the worst I've ever seen was we were on vacation. We were driving somewhere and we were at like Hardee's or something in one of the Carolinas. And my ex-wife got a burger and it wasn't right. So she sent it back to get it corrected. And the burger she got then had one of those black hairnets in it.
Nice. The whole hairnet?
The whole hairnet.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. When was this?
Probably late 90s, 97. Yeah.
So did they charge you extra for that or no?
No. It was, yeah. I really didn't even see it.
What restaurant chain was that?
Yeah, it was like a Hardee's or something. Yeah. Nothing mainstream. Yeah, and when she got the thing with the hairnet in it, and like she opened it and I looked at it, and she put the top back on, and I was just pissed, and I grabbed it and brought it back. And basically threw it at him and said, fix this. So, I don't know if it was a lump of hair or if it was a hairnet. I just assumed it was a hairnet.
All right, funny. Mike, we're coming up. If you're watching this show 170 here, you're probably getting ready to watch the Super Bowl here. So I'm going to have you make your Super Bowl pick because I know how you are. I know how you're an avid fan. Do you know who's going to the Super Bowl?
Buffalo Bills?
Nope.
No. Not the Bengals, right? The Bengals lost. So San Francisco.
Nope.
And the Eagles, right? San Francisco and Eagles.
Yes.
Not San Francisco. Kansas City. Same thing.
Kansas City. That is correct. Right now the line is Philadelphia -1.5.
Really?
Yeah. The game's being played in Arizona. So my question to you, Mike, is being your, you know, a high level, high stakes gambler like you are, dropping $1 million on a quarter of football.
I even forgot to buy a square. Jeez.
Who should win the Super Bowl and who will win the Super Bowl? Let's do it like that.
I don't care.
Okay.
Being a Giants fan, I'm definitely not an Eagles fan. And I don't like the Chiefs either. Why? I don't know. Might be that their quarterback, I don't like him. But I'm guessing, predicted the win would be Kansas City, right? They got the experience and all that crap.
Well, not now. The line is Philadelphia -1.5. So, I mean, the line can move by the time somebody listens to this, and it probably will.
So they're saying that the Eagles will win by 1.5?
That's what they're saying now.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
If I had a choice, who would I root for? I would root for the Eagles just for the, the geography fact.
Now, well, mind you, the line is only there. It's not necessarily there to say this team is 1.5 points better than the other team. The line is simple. It's there to establish 50% of the money on one side and 50% of the money on the other side. So the Vegas gets the vig in between there. Do you understand? Right. They get the 10% or whatever the juice is on the bet, no matter what. Now, if everybody bets on one team and that team wins, Vegas is screwed. They're going to have to pay a lot of people. So that's why they do the lines, to balance it out, to give you something else to think about there. It's amazing how close they come sometimes. And they're saying that this could be a close Super Bowl. But it's amazing to me, like with totals and stuff like that. They're just amazing how they get. It's all math, dude. It's all math. Unless these guys are time travelers.
And what, the Pro Bowl, it was this weekend coming up?
They're changing the way that goes, too, because they never really play defense anyway, because nobody wants to play in it because they don't want to be hurt. Nobody wants to play in it because if you're playing in a Pro Bowl, that means your team didn't make the Super Bowl.
Right.
So they kind of stopped doing that whole Pro Bowl thing. They're still having festivities. They're having, like, team competition.
So there's no actual game anymore?
There's some sort of flag football type game, but I'm sure there'll be restrictions on that, too, so nobody, throws a knee or whatever.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I remember my mom saying when I was young that they used to do it in Hawaii to
the Pro Bowl. Yes.
They used to do the Pro Bowl in Hawaii to kind of give them incentive, a free trip
for your family. Yeah.
Bring a free trip for your family to Hawaii. And that's how they got them to play in the Pro Bowl.
But those players, if they want to go to Hawaii, they go to fucking Hawaii. It's not me and you going to Hawaii, dude.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
These guys could just write a check. They don't care. How much is it? Okay, here you go. To them, it don't mean shit. It really doesn't. A lot of them make a lot of money, dude.
Well, yeah, if you're in the Pro Bowl, for sure, you're not third string.
So to be clear, you're saying that you're gonna say the Eagles are going to win?
Yeah, I'll say the Eagles.
Okay. Now, the total in this game is set at 50.5, 50.5. That's the combined score of both teams. Now, with that in mind, do you think that goes over or under?
Well, the fact that you said this could be a high-scoring game, I'll go with the over.
Okay. Just making sure I got you here. So you're going Eagles. 1.5. You got the total going over, 50.5. One more question, because this is an important bet. Heads or tails?
I thought you were going to say color the Gatorade.
No.
Tails.
Tails.
It's always tails.
Taylor goes with tails. He's got over 50.5. And you're given the 1.5 points, right? You're talking about giving the point. Okay. So if he goes 3-0, next week we're going to have all the picks for $100.
Next week. Well, not next week, right? It's the week after.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you've never seen those commercials or anything for the guys that make the most money in gambling aren't the sharks. They aren't the professionals. It's Vegas and the guys who pretend to know that they have secret information to give you, and you pay them $100 and they'll give you
buy their book.
Well, Einstein's, what they do is they give half the people one side and half the people the other. This way, they're not 100% wrong. They still have a 50% base to go, hey, look what I did for you last week for another $500. Look what I can do it again. And then people go out of their mind and they're like, oh my God, yeah, I'll pay it because I'm gonna mortgage the house on this one, honey. Then the guy loses half those people. Right. You know, yeah.
And the guy cashes in. Yeah, it was a new place here called, I think it's Best Bet. Have you heard of them?
I'm familiar, but I don't know.
Yeah, they opened one like two exits down. And you drive past, you're like, is that strip club? Like all these purple lights outside and everything. Like what the
hell? A lot of times those places, they have a handful of them in Lake County. There's places where it's casino action, but it's on video game platforms. It's not like poker. It's like fishing or something else. And they don't really pay because it's entertainment. People come there because it's like Chuck E. Cheese. Fuck no, that's not what happens. Out the back door, you go into back office. You slide the thing, you say the password, and you get paid out. You know, it's the under the table pay. Oh, no, nothing to see here. We're legitimate business. That's what that is, dude.
Right. And yeah, there was by the Winn-Dixie where I used to live, there was like a slot machine freaking place. Like,
yeah.
They got closed down quick.
Yeah, well, they cash in on when while they can, you know. And they, like you said, you think it Best Bet. What is that? Now it could be because there is licensed, you know, if it's on Indian land or something, they can have a casino.
Yeah.
They could. There's certain levels of gambling things that are allowed. Like,
yeah, no, it's a poker room.
Poker room, yeah. There you go. Poker is legal in some places.
I don't think they have slots. I don't think they have, you know, roulette or anything like that. So
we're out of time, buddy. Uh-oh. We're out of time. So we're going to wrap this one up. Thank you for watching 170.
Yup.
Stick around, see what 171 brings. Go ahead and hit like, subscribe. If we're not where you find podcasts, let us know. We'll be there. And hit the notifications so you know when we drop something new.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I'll see you later.
Yeah, have a cook and a smile.
See ya.